Hey, good morning. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
Good morning, man.
7:33 and about 35 as we start off on this this day before the first day of spring Monday.
All right. I like it, man. I heard today's going to be the warmest day of the week.
It is. I know. Unfortunately, we're a little bit cooler tomorrow. High of 42. We'll take a full look at your forecast here in a little bit. Why did I do that with my hands?
It just stop.
It's just, you know. You just quit. You just knock it off.
You had some Trump hands going, man.
I did. Oh, no. It's here.
China.
925 WIRX, 925-9479. A little hypothetical fun today. Mm-hmm. If you had to win a trivia match, no prep. Let's say some aliens come down and they say, we're going to destroy the universe. Mm-hmm. Your universe is gone.
Scorched earth.
Yes, exactly. Unless you win a trivia match against us, and it's a no-prep trivia match. You just got to go.
You get to pick your category.
You get to pick the category. What would it be and why? I got mine. And honestly, you would all be bowing down to me as your new savior because I would crush it.
Killing it.
AC/DC.
AC/DC would be yours?
I know an uncomfortable amount about that band. So my favorite band, I remember my cousin having me listen to the AC/DC album, Back in Black, for the first time.
And it changed your life.
It changed me. I got every book on AC/DC. I couldn't afford the actual Gibson SG guitar Angus plays, but I got a replica. I got an Epiphone replica. It was red. I was playing in the church band with my devil horn a Gibson SG on it.
It's killing it.
It's fantastic. And then I learned everything. Mm-hmm. Like, for example, Malcolm and Angus's sister named the band AC/DC. Named it.
So really?
Came off the back of a vacuum.
Oh, okay.
Another fun fact, Angus, when he used to come home from school, he had that schoolboy outfit on, and he would just drop his book bag and go and play. His sister said, why don't you wear your outfit?
Just come home and play it.
And that was kind of his shtick. So she came up with that.
Hat no.
Other fun fact for you. I'm saving the universe right now, folks. Their older brother, George Young, was in a band called the Easy Beats, who actually had a number one hit called Friday on My Mind. Boom! Save the universe.
You know quite a bit about AC/DC.
I know too much. It's weird. It's a little obsessive. So that's what I would pick.
I think mine would be listings on Amazon Prime for $500, Trebek. You know, bro, I think I dropped like $400 last night on Amazon Prime. I don't know what it is about Sundays, but I know a lot about that Prime.
Just sitting on the couch, you know where all the good deals are, don't you?
Exactly.
Yeah, and honestly, folks, he sent me a link yesterday, like, dude, check this out.
Check it out.
It's like 95% off. I'm like, why? How did you, what?
I have to buy it. I don't need it, but it's 95% off.
You're wasting your money if you don't.
Exactly.
What? You'd be showing these aliens all these different deals they can. Like, all right, we're going to spare your universe because this guy saved us a buttload of money. Good God.
Flux capacitors, 82% off.
They have those. That's insane. What is it? It's weapons grade plutonium. Is that what?
Exactly.
All right. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. If you had to save the universe by doing a no prep trivia match, what would it be in and why? We'll take some phone calls. We'll check out Facebook.
Save me.
WIRX.
Oh, I got your boyfriend. I got your man.
I can't. What? Why?
I don't know.
You damn moron. 7:48 and 35.
This song was a hit at coaches when I was DJing.
Well, obviously. And all those asses out there shaking, it's great. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. If you had to save the universe by doing a trivia match, winning a trivia match, what topic would it be? Now, this is no prep, mind you.
The aliens are coming.
They're coming. They're like, we're gonna mess you guys up. Mm-hmm. Unless you can beat us in a match of the minds about a trivia subject, you get to pick. We got some great comments on Facebook here. Cheryl said Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Wait, the movie or the TV show?
The TV show was better, wasn't it?
That had, and it was on for a while, too, wasn't it?
What was her name? Was it Silverstone?
No, was, we wouldn't know. We would lose.
Yeah, we would lose.
We would lose. Christy said Tom Brady, and then she put a little goat emoticon next to it.
I know a fair share about my boy Tom.
Yeah, and he sucks.
Come on, man. Give him a break.
Do you see the video of him chugging that beer?
Was it Conan?
No, Colbert. Okay. It was crazy watching. And he chugged that beer.
Yeah, he doesn't like drink much beer or something. No. And he just happened to have a glass of it behind the table and he slams it.
Just slammed it. Alicia Swenson said hair bands. My buddy Zach, I think, would do pretty well on hair bands too. Hayden said gaming. Missy said the Beatles. The band or the
insect? That's interesting.
That's it. That would be. What if both? What if she knows both?
I think she's talking about the band, though.
You think so? Celeste said nursing. Ron Goose. This is useless info. That's perfect for Ron. That actually would be a topic. Useless trivia for $1,000, Bob.
Useless information. Actually, I'd be pretty good at that, too. I do that Today I Learned segment. And I get a lot of useless information from that.
Isn't it baffling that you can recall the dumbest things? Like, for example, a pig's orgasm can last 30 minutes. Why do I know that, Hunter?
But if you were badass. 30 minutes? I didn't know that.
If you were to ask me when the War of 1812 took place, I wouldn't know that.
1813?
It wasn't actually 1812. I know that much. So, yeah, it's amazing. Useless info we know. I think that would be a great topic. All right, let's take a quick break. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. If you had to save the universe by winning a trivia match, what would the topic be and why?
Everything that rocks.
That was a big stretch. 7:58, the Plan B Morning Show. So we'll wrap this topic up. Needless to say,
we saved the world. We saved the universe.
We saved it. I think there's a lot of people that know a lot of things. I'm probably the smartest. If it happens, let me do it. AC/DC.
Yeah,
trivia.
You know, you take it, because, man, seriously, I watch Jeopardy, and I'm like, really?
Isn't it insane? Like, they know so much about so much.
Exactly. I'm like, how do you know this?
I think I got like one Jeopardy question right. It was like one of those fluff questions.
If I get one in an episode, I'm happy.
Dude, if I get one in my lifetime, I'm good.
You know another game show that's extremely hard that I'm like, wow, how do these people know this? And how do they win all this money on the show? Because I don't get any of the questions right. Cash Cab.
The questions are impossible on that game. You think you'd be like, in that scenario, I'd have the shortest ride
ever. Even like the $50 questions in the beginning, I'm like, they don't give you a multiple choice either.
No, you just got to know it.
You just got to know it.
You got to pull it from your brain. Uh-huh. And I don't know if people know this. You and I, not the best brains. All right? Yeah. Kind of a couple of dum-dums
even
in here.
Even together, because we can do that show together. And still.
The guy would just be looking at us, seriously, guys, it's a $50 question.
Just pull over. My brain is about to explode.
Don't air this episode. I'm embarrassed.